If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't beat Raven cash jackpot is $300. Switch to Cricket and let your flip era unfold by getting the all-new extraordinary Motorola Razr for just $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket. Siobhan, you ready to play?
Sure I am.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Siobhan.
All right.
Thanks.
So Raven is walking out of here. That door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Number one, Oprah has ended her long-term partnership with what weight loss company after disclosing that she has been using weight loss medications?
That would be Weight Watchers.
Number two, The Rock didn't just get the rights to his nickname, The Rock. He also got many of his famous phrases like jabroni and can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Dwayne The Rock Johnson recently played what DC supervillain turned anti-hero?
I don't know.
Number three, the booth from the season finale of The Sopranos is being sold on eBay. It's from a real restaurant called Holston's where it was filmed. As of this morning, the bidding was over $82,000. The Sopranos takes place primarily in what state?
New Jersey.
Number four, Billy McFarland says Fyre Festival 2 has already made $110 million in pre-sale tickets. He says to expect an official announcement from his business partners. What rapper helped him organize the first failed Fyre Festival?
P. Diddy.
And number five, the Dune sequel won the box office this weekend, and it was the biggest weekend of the year for ticket sales in theaters. The Dune movies are based on the novels by what author?
Don't know.
That's okay. Let me bring Raven back in. He won't know that one either. Don't worry.
Yo.
All right, 2 out of 5 for Siobhan.
Not great. Let's see how I do. $300.
Number one, Oprah has ended her long-term partnership with what weight loss company after disclosing that she's been using weight loss medications?
Weight Watchers. I called that. Did I not call? I called that the day of. I said, what a pivot for this company. Turns out they didn't pivot with her.
I thought for sure that Weight Watchers was going to embrace it and there was going to be a partnership.
Yeah, you told me.
I was sure of it. Okay,
crazy.
I was wrong. Number two, The Rock didn't just get rights to his nickname. He also got many of his famous phrases like jabroni, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Dwayne The Rock Johnson recently played what DC supervillain turned anti-hero?
Black Adam.
That's right. Number three, the booth from the season finale of The Sopranos is being sold on eBay. It's from a restaurant called Holston's where it was filmed. As of this morning, the bidding was over $82,000.
Yeah.
The Sopranos takes place primarily in what state?
Jersey.
That's right. Number four, Billy McFarland says Fyre Festival 2 has already made $110 million in pre-sale.
I can't believe this guy is still a thing.
He says to expect an official announcement from his business partners. What rapper helped him organize the first failed Fyre Festival?
Ja Rule.
Where did it take place?
It was supposed to be in the Bahamas. It happened.
Number five, the Dune sequel won the box office this weekend, and it was the biggest weekend of the year for ticket sales in theaters. The Dune movies are based on the novel by what author?
I might actually know this one. Is it Villeneuve, or is that the director? Either way, Stephen King's my backup answer.
Frank Herbert.
No. Sorry. I guess that must have been the director, maybe. I don't know.
Whatever. All right, Siobhan. 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Stephen King should have wrote it.
Thank you. I can't beat Raven.
Thank you for playing. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $400 tomorrow, Anna.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.